Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 11th edition. We got a five-game early, a five-game main slate on tap for you today. We'll break them both down. The early one will go a little quicker, a little more broad-based, as you know, by the time most of you listen to this, it'll probably be over. But let's get to the totals on this slate. The early action, Marlins at Reds, 8.5. A's Orioles, 9.5. Indians Tigers, 7.5. Dodgers Cardinals, 8.5. And the Mariners Royals, 10. So we got a couple biggies in there. We have 8.5 or more in 4 of the 5. 9.5 or more, 2 of the 5. Lots and lots to like there. On the night action, Blue Jays, Red Sox, 9.5. Mets, Braves, 8.5. We're waiting for Pirates, Cubs because of the weather in Wrigley. You're going to get used to that. That's a daily occurrence with Wrigley weather. Padres, D-backs, waiting on that one because Pedro Avila is making the spot start for the Padres, getting called up after one career start at AA already this season, so we'll see how that goes. He's either going to absolutely deal or you're going to stack the crap out of the D-backs. We'll see how that goes. And then the Rockies at the Giants, total of 7. So you got some spots to target on the night slate as well as you'd expect. Weather-wise, just be on the lookout. Oakland at Baltimore, blown in from right field about 10 or 11 miles an hour. Still very, very gas cannies on the mound. Cleveland at Detroit, blowing in from left field about 19 miles an hour. Very cold. Target some pitchers in that one. You got Seattle, Kansas City, blowing out to center field about 19 to 20 miles an hour. Yes. And then Dodgers at the Cardinals, blowing out to left field about 21 miles an hour. So we got some hitting environments. Makes for those totals we talked about. On the evening slate, Mets at the Braves, blowing in from left field about 12 miles an hour. Pittsburgh and the Cubs blowing across the field from right corner to left corner at about 12 miles an hour, and there's about a 20% chance of rain. That's been fluctuating because when I wrote these notes last night, it was almost a 40% chance of rain. It's already down to 20, so keep an eye on that one. And then Giants, Colorado at the Giants, blowing out to right field about 20 miles an hour. The wind is kind of blocked off in that stadium the way it's built, so it shouldn't have a major effect on the situation. All right, all that being said, let's jump in to the early action here on DraftKings. Your top pitcher, Shane Bieber, $9,900 at the Detroit Tigers. That's who you're going to be looking at to do your damage in this one. Tigers, 27% K rate versus righties. Bieber, 25% K rate, 46% ground ball rate against between last year and this year. You got the Bieber who made his first start of the season last time out against the Toronto Blue Jays, 6 innings, 2 hits, 2 earned, 9 Ks, was outstanding. He's in a great spot against the Detroit Tigers. A red-hot Detroit Tigers team, though. Watch out. They got the Bauer. They've won, I think, 6 or 7 in a row. Shane Green's leading the world in saves, so beware with that. But on this small slate, Bieber is the man. Get the Bieber fever. You can slide on down. There's Walker Buehler if you want to play that game. But Michael Wacha at 82, I'll save some cash and go there. Wacha's actually been decent so far on the year. He's got you 18.2 and 20.7 DraftKings points. It's at home against the Padres. Then at the Milwaukee Brewers, which is very respectable. He's given up 1 earned in both starts this year and struck out 7 in both starts. So Wacha's had the good goods to start the year. You got the weather blowing out to left field to keep in mind. And a Dodgers team that's hitting great this season. They've kind of quieted down a little bit since coming over to St. Louis. They do not strike out a ton, though, so keep that in mind. Currently like a 14% K rate versus righty, so not much swing and miss there. Wacha, 21% K rate and a 45% ground ball rate. The Dodgers, a 4.5 team total. Lefty's 362, righty's 327. So Wacha's more of a GPP or a small slate play where you want to be a little different. You go to that one. Spencer Turnbull, $7,900 at home against those Cleveland Indians. Again, a cold game there in Detroit. He's coming off a beast of an outing versus the Royals. 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned, 10 strikeouts. He has 5 or more Ks in both starts. And again, going up against a Cleveland Indians team whose offense is rather dreadful as a whole. And they're striking out almost 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Turnbull's 26% K rate. and a team total of 3.9 for the Indians. Lefty's 385, righty's only 231. So Spencer Turnbull at 79, very, very much in play for you on this one. And the only other guy I would look at is Mike Leake at $7,300. He's coming in, you know, six innings in both starts, two earned in both starts, 6 Ks or more in both starts. He has 21 or more DraftKings points in both starts. It is a Royals team that you can take advantage of a bit, but they only strike out about 20% of the time. And you got to be concerned about that weather and the hitting environment there. It's electric. Lefty's 387, righty's 338 against Mike Leake. So those are the four options on the slate. Honestly, on this five-game slate, what I would do, I would just put Bieber and Turnbull together and get all the bats in the world. Go to town on those high-total games. Go to town on Kansas City and Seattle. Really enjoy that Oakland-Baltimore game with Dylan Bundy and Aaron Brooks on the hill. Go that direction, or if you want to save some cash, you can mix in Waka with a Turnbull or a Bieber. That's where I would look. I kind of focus on those three, but Turnbull and Bieber are where I'd really look to at least have one of those two, if not both of those two, on this really short slate. Going around the diamond real quick, catchers-wise, you got Omar Navarez back up to $3,800 versus Lopez day game after night game. I'd imagine he'll probably get the day off, so keep an eye on that one. But like a Tucker Barnhart's $3,500, he comes in an interesting place. It was Jorge Alfaro against Sonny Gray in Cincinnati at $3,500 each. So a couple guys to look at in that respect. You'd have to imagine Yadier Molina gets the day off, but if he doesn't, $3,200. It is Walker Buehler, but we enjoyed that $2,800 Molina yesterday as he went to Ding Dong City for us. Nick Hundley likely gets the start, 3K. He could be a look there versus Bundy. That could be a nice cheapie for you. And then like Jesus Sucre, $2,800 versus Aaron Brooks for Baltimore. That's a nice punt. And then see what else comes up because there will be a few cheapies day game after night game. You'll get some savings at the catcher's position for sure. Going over to first base now. If you want to target Michael Wacha, you go to back to Cody Bellinger at 54. He's definitely in play in this one. But you go on down like a Trey Mancini went deep again yesterday. He's $4,800 versus Aaron Brooks. Somebody can definitely look to pick on. If you're looking at the Baltimore team total, it is 4.45. Lefty's 256. Righty's 284 versus Brooks. But that's very, very skewed from his numbers last year out of the bullpen. So Trey Mancini, very much worth a look. You got Danny Vogelbach versus Lopez in Kansas City at 4,700. Another one you can look at there. Seattle 5.2 team total. Lefty's 369. Righty's 406 versus Jorge Lopez. The Seattle Mariners, once again, are a solid, solid stack tonight. As you go on down, Muncy coming off the dong yesterday. We got Joey Votto versus Pablo Lopez as a GPP play. Renato Nunez against Brooks at 4K is a nice GPP play as well. And then other than that, you know, you can just pick your poisons. Like, do you want to go Kendrys Morales at 36? You got Jake Bowers if you are fading Turnbull. He's in play. Neil Walker did second check yesterday, first base, third base against Sonny Gray at 35. So those are some of the punts you can make at the position. And then if you go all the way down, you got Miguel Cabrera at 34 versus Bieber. The one I like, I've mentioned him a few times as a value. He went deep yesterday off a lefty. I like him more against a lefty than a righty. But Hunter Dozier is only $3,300, and he's first base, third base for Kansas City. So ideally, I like to stay higher up on this list. I like the Bellies, the Mancinis, the Vogelbachs for the most part of this matchup, if you can stay up there. But if you have to go down, there's some really, really good spots, of course, to save some cash. Second base, Johnny Villar versus Aaron Brooks at 47 is outstanding, but so is Whit Merrifield at 47 versus Mike Leake. That's a big, big boy one right there. He kept the hit streak going last night, going 1-for-4. 12 more DraftKings points. I say it pretty much every show. He's a cash game wizard, and he has GPP upside every day of the week. So Whit Merrifield, the 47, second base, outfield eligible. Swipe right, Chad Pinder went deep yesterday. Another solid look for his buddy. But D. Gordon, again, $3,900. He continues to get it done. Only 3 points yesterday, 1-for-4 with a single. But before that, has been money, money, money. And he's going up there against Jorge Lopez of the Royals at $3,900. So give him a look. I mean, like Jerickson Profar, he's been red hot here in Baltimore. He's first base, second base eligible at $3,800. In his last three games, he's just been hot. 16, 35, and 10. He's homered in back-to-back games. You can give him a look. Dylan Bundy, as we know, you can sit there and rock and roll against. A's of a 5.1 team total at his second highest on the slate. Lefty's 382, righty's 270 off of Bundy. And a lot of home runs by Dylan Bundy. So Jerickson Profar, 38, very much in play. Ride that hot bat while you can. Sliding on down, we mentioned Brad Miller. Or no, we didn't mention it. I mean, Neil Walker at 3,500. Nico Goodrum's only 3,500 if you're not using Bieber. Goodrum, second base, outfield eligible. Took Bauer deep yesterday, 21 DraftKings points. He has five or more in five of his last six games. So 3,500 for Nico is a nice value with some upside in his matchup. Other than that, like Hansel Robles, or Hansel Alberto, 3,400 as a punt. It's about as far as I think I'd go at the position. I try to go Goodrum higher. Third base, you got Eugenio Suarez, always a GPP play at 4,600. But Matt Chapman, another big, big game last night at $4,400, 34 DraftKings points. The dude was just lasering everything in a great spot versus Bundy. You got Matty Carpenter in a GPP versus Bueller at 42. Sliding on down, you got the likes of, again, Alberto's 3,400. The third base position is pretty bleak because it's a lot. It's a GPP position. Suarez, Max Muncy, Derek Dietrich's even going to play versus Pablo Lopez. But Matt Carpenter, Justin Turner, all GPP-type plays. Matt Chapman's probably the most comfortable one I'm with there. So Chapman at 44 in cash games and some of your GPPs is where I'd be looking in that one. Heading over to the shortstop position, you got Adalberto Mondesi, but Johnny Villar at 47 is where I'd be starting my day off. If not, you go down to the likes of Marcus Semien at 42. Timmy Beckham was back last night, hit sixth, got on base, stole a bag, got you eight DraftKings points. He's picking up right where he left off. He's 4,100 there versus Jorge Lopez. Don't sleep on him. My boy Paul DeJong, still not getting respect, only 4K. He got 22 more DraftKings points last night, 22 and 23 in the last two games. He has eight or more in four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight of the last nine games, he has eight or more DraftKings points. In a tougher spot versus Walker Buehler, no sugarcoating that, but Buehler's been off to a rocky start to start the season. So DeJong at 4K, GPP relevant indeed. And then other than that, it gets really, really bleak again. Maybe a JT Riddle at 3,400 versus Sonny Gray. Don't hate that one. That's a name from Quick Hits Pass for those that have listened long enough. But yeah, Johnny VR. You know, you could go Corey Seager in a GPP, Marcus Semien, Tim Beckham, Paul DeJong, where you're looking at the shortstop position. Outfield, you got Cody Bellinger, of course. Chris Davis double-donged it last night as all the A's went off. Davis, 35 DraftKings points. Really got off the schneid. He's been quiet for a few games, but big, big game there. Now he gets Bundy to keep it going. You got Trey Mancini we talked about, but Domingo Santana, $4,800, only 3 points last night. But he's been absolutely on fire this season, so keep an eye on him. Whit Merrifield yet again. Jay Bruce left with an injury yesterday, so I'd imagine he'd get the day off today. He kind of tweaked his Achilles, so hopefully it's not worse than it is. I haven't heard any information on that yet, so hopefully it's okay. But Mitch Haniger went deep yesterday. He's 44. The Seattle Mariners very, very much in play. Malik Smith had a big game. $4,300, got you 19 DraftKings points, couple base knocks, run scored, drove in a couple, stole a bag, did Malik Smith things. Sliding on down, you got Chad Pinder at 4K, Lariano at 4K. Give me the Pinder and the GPP upside in that one. Scotty Scheffler, 4K against Jorge Lopez in a GPP. I don't hate it, but GPP only with Shevs. Going on down, though, Alex Gordon in the middle of that Royals lineup at 3,900 versus Mike Leake is really, really solid. Steven Piscotty at 38 with his upside versus Bundy. If Curtis Granderson's leading off from Miami, I can go with him in a GPP versus Sonny Gray at $3,800. You're going to have to get weird on slates like this, don't forget that. Nick Castellanos, only 3,800 versus Bieber. If you're not using Bieber, Castellanos is in play. Verdugo gets to start for the Dodgers. He's in play versus Michael Wacha at 38 as well in a GPP. A lot of these are GPP relevant. But you got like Jorge Soler versus Mike Leake at 37. You can definitely look that direction. But that's kind of the gist. Marcelo Zuna had a big, big game last night. He's still very, very cheap. It is Buehler again, so be careful. It's not like a gimme, but 3,600. For Ozuna's not bad, and the Nico Goodrum again at $3,500. All right, recapping your early action for you. Talked about the pitching already. You got Bieber, Wacha, Turnbull, and Leake. Leake's really scary the way that weather's turning out. I kind of want to have like a Turnbull-Bieber 1-2 punch and just play the other four games bats, maybe the other 2-3 games, or mix in some Wacha there. Depends on how you want to make it work. You're really going to be targeting the Oakland A's in this one against the Baltimore Orioles. You're talking about both Baltimore and Oakland, but really Oakland versus Dylan Bundy and his home run abilities. Lefties 382, righties 270, but don't skew away from like Chapman's and Penders and Chris Davis and those guys because they're all going to hit them just fine. You got the Mariners versus Jorge Lopez, total of 5.2, highest total on the day slate. Lefties 369, righties 406, and the Mariners are still pretty relatively cheap, so you can have some fun with that one. And the Royals on the flip side, a 4.85 team total against Mike Leake. Lefties 387, righties 338, so lots to like there. The Reds have a high total in their one, Baltimore versus Aaron Brooks. Everyone's pretty much in play today except, like, if you go by totals, the Tigers have a 3.6 and the Indians have a 3.9. That's your two lowest ones. Everybody else is 4 or higher, and you got those big boys up there in the 4.8. The Reds are 4.8. The Reds, Royals, A's, and Mariners, four of the 10 teams are 4.8 or higher. If you throw the Dodgers in, five of the 10 teams are 4.5 or higher. The Brewers make it six of the 10 teams are 4.4 or higher. So you can have a lot of fun if you play that kind of game, and the stacking is in there for days on this lovely, lovely slate. All right, before we get to the afternoon, main slate of action, let me talk to you about thequantedge.com. Great, great site developing DFS tools for the masses. They started in football. They went to basketball. They've crushed them both, and now they're in baseball. They've asked me to write over there at the Quant Edge, doing my batter breakdown multiple times a week, almost every day of the week. It is a great, great tool and great, great articles from a great, great group of guys. But the most important thing I like about it, besides just the great articles, is you got these tools they built. They have the quants that build amazing tools, the lineup optimizer. They have a Vegas tool, an umpire tool, a batter versus pitch type tool. They're developing a StatCast tool. They have a Vegas tool that shows you line movement in the moment to let you know what's going on. And more and more tools keep coming down the pipeline. They have so many awesome things over there that help you become a great DFS player, and a member Discord as well. If you'd like to get the MLB season package, you get $25 off. Use promo code Bubba when you go purchase it at thequantedge.com. $25 off the season package with promo code Bubba. If you just want to get your feet wet, if you're new to the Quant Edge and you want to try, you know, the NBA playoffs and some MLB, you can get all the sports for your first month at $19.99 with promo code Bubba. So get your feet wet for $19.99. Try it all with promo code Bubba, or just trust me on this one. Go grab the MLB season package for $25 off with promo code Bubba. It'll be well worth it, as we're having a great time over there at thequantedge.com. All right, let's get into this evening set of action here. You got a little more to pick and choose from, but still not great. We talked about the weather already. We talked about the totals. I'll remind you of the totals real quick on this one. You got the Blue Jays, Red Sox, 9.5. Mets, Braves, 8.5. We're waiting on the Pirates, Cubs because of Wrigley. Padres, D-backs waiting because of Pedro Avila making a start from AA. And then Rockies, Giants at 7. Top price pitcher I'll be looking at tonight is Joe Musgrove at $9,000 at the Chicago Cubs. Again, weather's not ideal, about 20 to 25% chances of rain. So keep an eye on that one. But like I said, it went down from last night. You got the wind blowing in from right field about 13 miles an hour, which is nice. You saw Jordan Lyles deal last night against the Cubbies. And you got Joe Musgrove coming off 7 shutout versus the Reds, 8 strikeouts, 33 DraftKings points. And Musgrove's a really, really good pitcher. We saw his pitch mix change up last year, and it's really carried over to this season. And it's a Cubs team that strikes out almost 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Musgrove a 46% ground ball rate in this matchup. Lefty's 301, righty's 269. Yes, the Cubs have some pop. I get it. But Musgrove at 9K, very much worth a look on a rather depleted slate. When you go down some more, you got Steven Matz, $8,100 at the Atlanta Braves. It's a risky play, but Matz has been very, very good. He got you over 12.5 points his first start, but then 24 against the Nationals. He's only gone 5 innings in each start. That's the kind of downside. Gave up only 1 run overall. 8 Ks in his last outing against the Nationals. We saw some really good things from Matz in spring training. As long as he stays healthy, he's always had the goods. He's facing a Braves team that strikes out 20% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Matz a 23% K rate, 49% ground ball rate. Plays really well in this matchup. Lefty's 256, righty's 309 versus Matz. The Braves have a 4.4 team total. So at $8,100, I don't mind some Steven Matz. Again, the pitching is not ideal on this slate, so keep that in mind. You can try some Jose Quintana at 79 as a savings. I don't hate it. His spring training was really, really good, but his first couple outings has not been. He's only made 1 start, and that was at Milwaukee. 3 innings, 8 earned, 3 Ks for minus 9.9. It has not been pretty at all. He pitched 4 innings of relief of 5 hits, no earned, 8 Ks against Texas for 20 points. So you've had the yin and the yang with Jose Quintana. That's the GPP availability here with Quintana. Against the Pirates team, that strikes out 20.5% of the time versus lefties. So you can pick your poison in that one. Lefties 277, righties 333 versus Quintana. Like, I love Starling Marte tonight. Francisco Cervelli's definitely in play. So those are kind of options you can look at. But Quintana at 79 could be worth a look on a depleted slate. Kevin Gausman, $7,500 at home against the Braves. We saw him in his first time out at home against Miami. 7 shutout innings, 7 Ks for 31.4 DraftKings points. These Mets bats come in red hot. But Gausman, ever since coming over to the Braves, has pitched much, much better getting out of that crap hole called Baltimore. Has helped quite a bit. The Mets do strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Gausman, 20% K rate, 46% ground ball rate. Really are something to admire. The Mets team total is 4.1, lefties 300, righties 364. So some reverse splits going on there with Gausman. But keep an eye on that one. He could be a nice cheap GPP play. But at the same time, buyer beware as he's coming. The Mets are coming in red hot. Last but not least, you got Jeff Samardzija, $7,500 at home against the Colorado Rockies. But Samardzija has not been great. 3 earned runs in 4 2/3 against Tampa. He threw 5 shutout innings against San Diego. The strikeouts have not been there. That's been the biggest kind of what's going on, because all spring his velocity was back. He looked really good, so maybe it's just getting ramped up. Who knows? But Colorado does strike out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Samardzija is giving up a lot of fly balls and a lot of hard contact, so that is a bit concerning. But at the same time, Colorado has a 3.16 total, second lowest on the slate outside of the Giants. Lefties 416, righties 357 versus Samardzija. But when you look at the Rockies, a 273 wOBA and a 127 ISO versus right-handed pitching is dreadful. And they're outside of Coors, and they are injured to all hell. Like, the lineup has been disgusting. They were getting shut down in Coors by the Atlanta Braves. So keep that in mind. Jeff Samardzija at 75, very, very much in play for me tonight. So recapping your pitch, I got Musgrove up top. It is a risky game, but Musgrove is very, very solid and very, very much in play. You have Steven Matz versus Atlanta. You have Quintana, super GPP risky. You got Gausman and Samardzija. I'm kind of focusing on Musgrove, Matz, and Samardzija. That's kind of the three I'd be targeting. But that's just me. It's an open slate. It's a really GPP-type slate on your evening set of action. Let's go to the catcher's position. You got Wilson Ramos in those reverse splits versus Kevin Gausman. You can look at him at 3,900. Blake Swihart versus Aaron Sanchez at 36, very much in play. Sanchez does have some reverse splits in that matchup, but Swihart coming in at 353 on the season, already with one ding-dong. So you can have some fun with that one. The Red Sox have the highest total on the slate at 5.45. Lefties 338, righties 368 off Aaron Sanchez. So Blake Swihart at 36, very much in play for you tonight. Tyler Flowers returned from his injury on Tuesday in Colorado. He's 3,500 versus Steven Matz. Someone to take a look at there. Lefties 256, righties 309 versus Matz. So Flowers at 35 could be an option on a rather depleted catcher's slate. Other than that, you can try your luck at Francisco Mejia and hope he finally starts hitting the baseball versus Zach Godley at 33. It's not the worst thing in the world. You got Danny Jansen at 3K versus Nate Eovaldi, who's been an absolute mess. So I don't hate that at all. Jansen hasn't really even hit the crap out of the baseball by any means. But for that price tag, I don't mind at all. And one of my favorite catchers on this slate is Francisco Cervelli at 3,200 against Jose Quintana. If you're not using Quintana, Cervelli's a great option. Took Lester deep yesterday. He has 5 or more DraftKings points in 3 of the last 4. Very solid look there at 32. Good cash game catcher and his overall catcher on the slate at $3,200. First base, you got Freddie Freeman versus Steven Matz. Don't hate it in a GPP. You got Pete Alonso against Gausman's reverse splits. But the farther you go down, like a Mitch Moreland at 45 versus Aaron Sanchez is where you're going to want to start looking. Maybe a Christian Walker in a GPP at 4,300 versus Avila. Walker's been pretty quiet since he's got the everyday role, since we all got hyped on him after that red hot start. But you could go back to there at 4,300. The farther you go down, like maybe an Eric Hosmer at 4K versus Godley, but he doesn't really do it for you by any means. Other than that, Brandon Belt at 38 in play versus John Gray. We've looked at the Giants. They do have the lowest total, but John Gray very, very beatable, especially by left-handed hitters. And one of the cheaper ones I like a lot is Rowdy Tellez versus Nate Eovaldi at 3,700. The Blue Jays team total is 4.05, but lefties 345, righties 346. Eovaldi's been getting up a lot of hard contact of late. So a Rowdy Tellez at 37, a nice savings with some power upside in that matchup. Second base, Ozzie Albies versus a lefty, something we target early and often. He's 4,500 versus Steven Matz, something very, very nice there. Ketel Marte, second base outfield eligible. Marte is hitting the ball over a 40% hard contact rate to start the year. Again, Avila has only made, he's pitched in single A all last year. He pitched one start in double A, got the call up, so we'll see how he does in his first start. Maybe he surprises the world, but Ketel Marte at 44, very solid look, second base and outfield eligible. You got the struggling Robinson Cano at 4,200. You can take a look there. The farther down you look, though, like a Ben Zobrist or a Descalso, whoever's leading off versus Musgrove at 37 could be in play. A Lourdes Gurriel at 36 could be in play. If you need to punt, though, Luis Urias is only 3,200 against Samardzija. But I'm pretty sure I'll be sticking around Albies, Marte, or Cano if I'm you on this slate. third base, the farther down you go, you got the Arenados, the Chris Bryants of the world, all decent looks. But Manny Machado at 44 versus Godley is where I'll be starting things off there in Arizona. Jeff McNeil, third base outfield eligible versus Gossman, does have my attention, but I like Machado a little more in that one. You slide on down to like a Rafael Devers, 3,900 versus Aaron Sanchez. It could be the night that Devers finally goes deep and gets off the schneid in this one. A nice cheap price tag, too, to get it going. But Eduardo Escobar, third base shortstop against Avila at 3,800 bucks. Like that a lot. Escobar's been swinging a very, very hot stick. Nine more DraftKings points last night. 14, 2, 13, and 9. So nine or more in four of his last five. Swinging a good stick. Switch hitter, so you don't have to worry about the platoons. Third base shortstop eligible versus Avila comes into play for you in that one. And other than that, third base, you know, you got Longo's 34. Jung-ho Kang, third base shortstop eligible at 3,300 bucks versus Quintana if you need to punt. He's in play for you in that respect. And then even Brandon Drury is down there. But I try not to go down there if you don't have to. I like that Eduardo Escobar at 38 if you're going cheap. Shortstop, you got Javi Baez versus Joe Musgrove. Definitely worth the look. You got Trevor Story at 45. But Xander Bogaerts at 43 versus Aaron Sanchez is very much on the agenda. Dansby Swanson has been swinging a hot bat. He's 4,200 if you choose to fade Bogaerts or fade Mats. And then you got Nick Ahmed, 4,100 bucks. He's, again, these D-backs are swinging some good sticks. Didn't do a ton last night, but Ahmed's been coming in hot 17, 0, 12, 19, 3, 10, 11, 14 prior to last night's action. So swinging a good stick there versus Avila at 4,100. A guy I do like, he had the day off on Wednesday's Fernando Tatis Jr. at 4K versus Godley, putting up double-digit points in three of his last five. Freddie Galvis also swinging a good stick at 3,900. The shortstop position is rather loaded with options. Freddie Galvis, 17 points against Chris Sale on Tuesday, then 5, 17, 16, and 11. So 11 or more in four of his last five. You can go five of his last eight. He's got 11 or more. So Freddie Galvis at 39 against Nady Eovaldi does give you some nice savings as well. Again, Eduardo Escobar, shortstop, third base eligible, is a guy to take a look at. And then Jung-ho Kang at 3,300 for some savings. But really good position. You know, Bogaerts, Ahmed, Tatis, Galvis, those guys are all on my radar. Escobar as well, but you can play Escobar at third base if you so choose. Going into the outfield, you got Betts and JD leading the way at 54 and 5,200 respectively. Reverse split to Sanchez. Just overall, Sanchez not really a good pitcher. Those two are outstanding plays in that matchup. Conforto at 47 versus Gossman, I like quite a bit as he stays hot and got another double-digit night last night. You can look at Will Myers at 46 if you so choose. You got the likes of, as you keep going down after the big bashers there, you got the likes of Ketel Marte, talked about him at second base, outfield eligible at 4,400, definitely worth a look against Avila in that one. I like Hunter Renfroe at the GPP at 44 versus Godley. He's hitting righties, he's hitting lefties, he's hitting everybody, so don't sleep on Renfroe. 10 more points last night, he had a big triple late to give them another insurance run, but 10 and 17 in his last two, he's got 7 or more in five of his last six and six of his last eight. He's been really hitting the ball while hitting 324 with four Jimmy Jacks on the season. So 4,400 for Renfroe versus Godley. I don't hate that at all. Be a nice low-owned play in that one. You got Blackman versus Samardzija at 44. You're getting a discount, but still, it's a struggling Colorado team in Coors, so keep that in mind. But David Peralta at 43 versus Avila, I like quite a bit. Grichik for GPPs can be worth the play. Adam Jones versus Avila at 42, not bad either. If you want to ride the red-hot Jason Hayward train, go for it. He went deep again yesterday. It's 4K versus Musgrove. I just can't bring myself to do it. But he's on fire, so ride it out while you can. I won't hate you for that. One of some of the nice values on this slate, Starling Marte, he went deep yesterday. He's 3,800 bucks versus Quintana. He's got eight or more DraftKings points in five of his last six. So he's got 3,800 bucks. Don't hate that. Brandon Nimmo. Again, he was 34 yesterday. I said he was a must-play. He got you 11 DraftKings points. He's got 9 or more in 3 straight. He's slowly getting there. It wasn't an impressive game yesterday, but DraftKings points are DraftKings points, and especially when you're that cheap. Nick Markakis, if you want to play that lefty-lefty deal at 38, you can go for it. Brandon Belt at 38, not a bad value there versus John Gray in the outfield. But a few more to keep in mind. You can get some value here in the outfield if you need to pay up in other positions. And if you can stomach it, it's not the worst value in the world. But you got Kevin Pillar at 3,400 versus John Gray. Kevin is on fire and went deep yesterday over 14 points. He has 14, 15, 25 in his last three. He's really enjoying his time with the Giants. He has 10 or more in four of his last five with the Gigantes. So keep an eye on Kevin Pillar at 34. And then the other guy I wanted to mention, not really sure why he went this cheap. But where did you go there? Steven Duggar's 34 as well with Kevin Pillar. Duggar's been leading off, especially versus right-handed pitching. He's struggled of late, you know, three straight goose eggs, but then a 13, a 7, a 14, a 6, a 10, a 0, a 15 prior to that. So a couple down games, but that was two straight games against a lefty and then the Tampa Bay onslaught there. But prior to that was really, really hitting well. Should be back in the leadoff spot there at 3,400 for some nice GPP savings in that one. All right, recapping your pitching on the late slate, you got Musgrove, Matz, Quintana, Gausman, Samardzija is where I'd be looking. I'd be trying to stick with Musgrove, Matz, and Samardzija, maybe Gausman in a GPP, Quintana in a super deep GPP if you want to get really, really weird on this five-gamer. When you're stacking it up, it's all about the Red Sox versus Aaron Sanchez. That's pretty clear and cut for you in that one. But then you can get weird. You got like the Mets versus Gausman. The Blue Jays versus Eovaldi could be really, really nice. Hopefully they keep those bats going from the Chris Sale game. And then other than that, you know, you got Rockies, Giants, and stuff. It's bleak. But the Pirates versus the Cubbies as well is one to keep in mind. Don't forget about that one. And then the D-backs versus the Padres, I like quite a bit. And the Padres versus the D-backs. I think that game can be sneaky. The D-backs versus the youngster Pedro Avila. And the Padres versus Zach Godley. Lefty's 356, righty's 344 off Godley. And the Padres do have some newfound pop in that lineup. So that Arizona-San Diego game I find to be a fun GPP pivot off of Boston and Toronto, which is going to be the chalk, and rightfully so. There should be a ton of runs in that one. But if you want to be a little contrarian, attacking that Padres D-backs game, maybe sprinkle in some Pirates, and you could have some fun in that one. So that'd be my GPP way to attack the night slate. All right, let's BVP it up real quick. I'll do all the games, the early and the late. We'll start with your early action. Chris Davis, 4-for-10 with a double and a homer off of Dylan Bundy. Kendrys Morales, 5-for-16, a double and a homer as well. If you slide on down some more, AJ Pollock, 5-for-10, two doubles and a homer off Waka. Freese, 7-for-18, two doubles. Lucas Duda, 8-for-12, two doubles, three homers off Mike Leake, but he hasn't really been playing yet. Billy Hamilton, 8-for-20 with a home run off Mike Leake as well. Going into your evening action now, Jackie Bradley, 5-for-16 with a double and a homer. Benintendi, Betts, JD Martinez have all homered off of Aaron Sanchez. So has Xander Bogaerts. All of them have gone to Dong Town against Sanchez. Farther down you look, though, Robinson Cano, 6-for-15 with a triple off of Gausman. Wilson Ramos has taken him deep. Cervelli and Josh Bell have taken Quintana deep. Will Myers, 8-for-19, double-triple homer off of Godley. Franmil Reyes has taken him deep twice. Hunter Renfroe, 5-for-17, two doubles. Something to look at there. Brandon Belt's taken John Gray deep. The Rockies do like Samardzija, though. Ian Desmond, 10-for-27, three doubles, two homers. I can't play he's Ian Desmond, but there they are. Nolan Arenado's been off to a completely slow start. He'll be low-owned tonight. He loves facing the Giants. I forgot to mention that. I wrote it down as a note for the batter breakdown. As bad as he is, and as good as a pitcher's park as AT&T or Oracle or whatever they want to call it now is, Arenado's always hit well there. He's 13-for-33 with four doubles and a triple off Samardzija. You got Charlie Blackmon, 10-for-34, two doubles, two triples, and a homer. Story's taking him deep as well. As a team, they're at 307, 366 WOBA, 205 ISO. They're just a completely different team right now, and that's why I do like Samardzija tonight, but it's risky. The pitching sucks. Pitching's not good on either slate, but it's really rough on the night slate, so keep that in mind as you break it all down. But that'll do it for your quick hits on this Thursday edition. Again, go check out the quantedge.com, promo code Bubba for $25 off the MLB season pass, or get your first month for $19.99. Also, go check us out at fantasysportsdegens.com, the site I've been running for quite a while, and have a good group of guys there with us. The Masters starts off today. We had great Masters coverage with Jesse, Kevin, Chet, Rob, and the guy, and Duncan over there. Great stuff as always. We got your soccer covered with Francesco. He's got your Europa League going down today. He's got your Italia soccer for the weekend. Lots of good stuff there. And our boy Proline Payouts has been giving you the stats for all the sports, the plays for the days, and all that fun stuff. Plus much, much more coming around the pipeline there at Fantasy Sports Degens. A very poppin' Slack chat that's free to join if you like. Just hit us up. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. And if you can give this podcast a rating and review, I'd much, much appreciate it. But good luck today. This was your Thursday, April 11th edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. and our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.